The sun has a very large magnetic field inside, and on a roughly 11-year cycle, these tend to form lots of sunspots for a while, and then it goes away, and there are a few sunspots, and 11 years later, they come back. When they make big sunspots, they also pour out lots of highly charged electrons and protons, which turn into what we call the solar wind, and so all of these highly charged particles go flying through space. If they run into a planet like Earth, then they can distort our magnetic field and change the way that our radio and electricity works here on Earth.
But why is this forecast space storm going to be a really big one? They're saying this is, some people are saying it's maybe a one in a generation type storm. So what's so special about this one?
Well, most of the time when the sun erupts, it erupts into a direction that the Earth is not in, so it misses us completely. There is some evidence for a storm or possibly two storms simultaneously occurring on the sun in a direction where it could encounter the Earth and it could create problems. We know in the past that, for instance, back at a solar maximum back in the 60s, the power grid in Quebec was knocked out for about a day because of the extra energy there. The really interesting thing that's new is that since the last solar maximum, we have adopted so much of our technology involving Wi-Fis and cellular telephones and a lot of other using the radio spectrum for ordinary day-to-day work. So we really don't know what the effect of a solar storm is going to be.
Nonetheless, there have been some, I would say, almost approaching rather doomsday scenarios being painted by some sectors of the media, particularly in Britain, saying that it could cause power cuts for long periods of time and across wide areas. I mean, how accurate are these forecasts?
Well, there was a prediction for such a storm in early August. Do you remember hearing anything about it? Of course not, because in fact, nothing like that actually happened. Everything is possible. Whether it's likely is another issue. I think at this point it's mostly a scientific curiosity, but you always have to keep in the back of your mind that, you know, some very unusual thing like that could occur. I mean, what were the odds that a volcano would stop traffic across the Atlantic for a couple of days? And yet, it does happen.
What can we do on Earth to try and, let's say, mitigate the effects of this or put in preventative measures? There are some kind of shields, I was reading.
I don't really know of any way that you can completely protect against it, because what you're changing is the actual nature in which our magnetic field and our ionosphere will conduct electromagnetic waves. And, you know, unless you can actually change the Earth, you can't fix that. The real answer, of course, is to be willing to wait it out and to have more than one way of communicating so we don't have all of our eggs in one basket.
Do you think in some ways we have now become too dependent on electronics, mobile phones, satellites, as you say, the internet, that we are left very vulnerable if for any reason electricity in particular is taken away from us or is cut?
There is a certain vulnerability there. Anyone who's lived in the third world that it has to experience regular electricity cuts, realizes how much we depend on it, but also that, you know, we were able to live without electricity in the past, and with a little bit of adaption and a little bit of flexibility, we can again. One of the wonderful things I do as a Jesuit brother is to take a week-long retreat where I turn off the computer, turn off the cell phone, and suddenly I can be closer in touch with God in prayer again.
Presumably, if there were, as a result of this solar storm, widespread power cuts and disruption to communications, there could be quite a severe economic impact, not to mention, of course, when it hits places like hospitals, you know, a life and death impact.
Most of the time in hospitals, they have their own independent power supplies, and they don't necessarily depend on this using wireless means to transmit. Anytime you're using, say, instead of using electricity or using Wi-Fi, you use these optical cables. In fact, we are in some ways more protected from these storms than we were 20 years ago when everything was still electric lines. So in some ways, we're more vulnerable. In other ways, we're less vulnerable.
Now, I read that these solar flares that they're predicting are coming after the sun has awoken from what has been called a deep slumber. What happens and what impact does it have on us when the sun is in a deep slumber, as it apparently is right now?
Yeah, as I said, there's an 11-year cycle that we've seen over time, but every now and then the sun doesn't exactly follow the calendar, and this solar minimum has been a little bit longer than traditionally we see. It's been a little bit more than 11 years. So as scientists, we're interested to try to understand why there's an 11-year cycle and what it's going to mean. The answer is, of course, we really don't know. The effect of the solar cycle does affect weather on Earth slightly, and ironically, sunspots, which are dark spots in the sun, tend to make the sun hotter on Earth because there's more energy coming around the edges. So it could be that the solar minimum has mitigated some of the worst effects of global warming.
And coming back to these solar flares, these solar storms, is there anything here that is visible by telescope?
You can see sunspots with a telescope that's equipped properly, but it's very dangerous to use a telescope to look directly at the sun. Anybody who's looked at an eclipse knows about this. But if you have very dark filters, special filters, you can see sunspots with the small telescope, but only with very special filters. You never want to look directly at the sun.
Now, presumably, given these warnings of this solar storm, are there a lot of scientists, of space scientists, who are studying this threat and finding out more things about it?
Oh, yes. There's a very active field of planetary science called solar weather, or space weather. And it's precisely understanding how the solar wind behaves and how these magnetic fields will travel from the sun to us. This field is only 50 years old. The entire idea of a solar wind was only proposed in 1958. So we're still learning ourselves.